The best sourced individual item any Washington skill player produced this week belonged to Antonio Williams. At Wednesday's joint practice in Baltimore, a session the Ravens' front otherwise spent pressuring Jaden Daniels, the rookie caught a touchdown from Daniels in the final two-minute period against an all-out blitz. And in one-on-one work, he beat safety Kyle Hamilton off the line and created separation, per Philip Hughes at Commanders on SI, whose recap adds that Williams continues to find himself near the top of the receiver conversation, and that beating Hamilton and finishing practice with a touchdown is exactly the type of day a guy fighting for a bigger role needs this late in August. Then Sunday agreed. Williams made the 53 and was named in the room's top group, led by Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, and third-round rookie Antonio Williams, in Dean Jones's framing at Riggo's rag of the Van Jefferson release that ESPN's Adam Schefter reported, and nearly everyone he had been competing with is gone. Jefferson released, Nick Nash and Jacoby Jones released, per Zach Selby at the team site, and undrafted Jaden Bradley, the team's second-leading preseason receiver, missed the roster, hurt by a fumble against Baltimore, per Ryan McCafferty at Riggo's rag, who expects him on the practice squad. Washington kept Luke McCaffrey over him. Two pieces of precision, because the highlight is the whole file. The recap credits the one-on-one win over Hamilton and no one else, and it places the touchdown in the closing two-minute period. It never says slot and never specifies the personnel grouping. So last week's watch question, first offense slot snaps in the Ravens session, is answered in substance rather than in wording. He is the only receiver that recap names. The other half of the watch line, where his playing time fell Friday, has a flat answer. He did not play. Washington named him on the 41-player list it declared out of the finale, per the team's announcement. Back in June, we previewed Williams with deliberate restraint. The bet was the opening more than the player. And last week, we framed the tension as a player who keeps producing while the opening keeps shrinking. Cut week resolved it toward the player. The room shrank by cutting the people around him, not by burying him. The restraint stays. One practice touchdown and one one-on-one win, with McLaurin and Diggs above him yet to play a measured snap together. But the arrow has not pointed anywhere else all August. The next look tells us what the role really is. We'll be there when it comes. Data via NFL Verse.